This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Femi Okay.
Mir Hussan Mousavi has become the public face of Iran's protest movement, the man the protesters consider the true winner of the disputed presidential election. His followers have begun calling him the Gandhi of Iran, but who is he really? We're here again with Professor Hamid Debashi. He's a professor of Iranian studies at Columbia University and the author of many, many books, including Iran, A People Interrupted. Thanks. How much of a contrast is Mousavi really to the current president?
Day and night. That's the difference. Every revolution has idealists, high aspirations, and has a demagoguery and charlatanism to it, every revolutionary movement. Mousavi represents, after 20 years of being in political isolation, those ideals and aspirations for which he fought during the revolution.
You make it sound like he's been frozen in amber.
He left. He was the prime minister between 1918 and 1988 during the war. And after the war ended and the territorial integrity of the country was preserved in part because of his premiership, he left. He went into isolation. He went to painting. He's an abstract painter. And so is his wife. And he didn't want to have anything to do with politics. I was in Iran in 1997. I wanted to see him, but he was not interested in anything contemporary or political.
What danger are we in right now, though, of painting an erroneous picture of him, the Gandhi of Iran?
Okay. He has quite a number of dead skeletons in his closet during the war, during, for example, the crackdown on opposition in the 80s, during the purging of the university from oppositional forces when he was prime minister. However, this 20 years of isolation, and then you have to remember that there is a dialectical relationship between the movement that has been unleashed and he. In other words, the movement is reconfiguring him. He may actually rise to the occasion. Tempered anesthesia, if I may to borrow a phrase from your previous guest, this is the way that he's being tested. The reason that people are calling him Gandhi or Nelson Mandela or Martin Luther King is precisely because if this movement is to have a snowball chance in hell to succeed, it has to be nonviolent civil disobedience. So it is the movement that is reconfiguring Mousavi as the leader of such a movement.
Professor, is the movement about him as a person, or is it just that the time is right?
The time is right. The movement is not just about him. That is, the entire question of the election and rigging it or not rigging it is an excuse, is the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. And as a result, it's very unpredictable how this relationship is going to unfold as we go on. The fact of the matter is that the pent-up anger that now is being unleashed in these demonstrations are not just about this election. There are hosts of civil rights, human rights, women's rights, freedom of expression, freedom of press, etc., that are pent up, unemployment from economic to social to political factors that are all coagulated in this particular movement. To what degree Mousavi can actually deliver to what this crowd wants, it remains to be seen.
Professor Hamid Debashi, he's the professor of Iranian studies at Columbia University, author of many books, but of course Iran, A People Interrupted, and Islamic Liberation Theology, Resisting the Empire. He is a walking encyclopedia about Iran. We are not going to let him go. He is going to stay with us on The Takeaway and be with us in the next segment. So Professor, don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Takeaway with Femi Okay and Catherine Lanfer.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.